Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
The Prime Minister yesterday had to issue an ultimatum of 72 hours to let the people of Mekelle understand that the beginning of the end is within reach.
After weeks of fighting, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said he is launching the final phase of the army's operation in the northern region of Tigray. The conflict began following the long-standing tension between Ethiopia's central government and the TPLF, which was the dominant political force in the whole country until Mr. Abiy came into power in 2018 and introduced a series of far-reaching reforms. When Mr. Abiy postponed a national election due to the coronavirus in June, the relationship further deteriorated. So far, hundreds of people have reportedly been killed, and thousands have been forced from their homes as Ethiopian forces have seized various towns in Tigray from the TPLF. Unfortunately, the details of the fighting have been hard to confirm because all phone, mobile, and internet communications with the Tigray region have been cut. However, innocent civilians, including children, are crying out to stop the war. One girl recalled, "They broke into our home and they killed my mother and father." In this final phase of the army operation, the Prime Minister has urged residents in the regional capital, Mekelle, a city of 500,000 people, to stay at home during this military operation, and said the military would try not to harm civilians. Mr. Abiy's announcement comes after a deadline he gave for Tigray fighters to surrender passed on Wednesday. However, the TPLF party, which controls Mekelle, has vowed to keep fighting. There have been attempts for mediation, however, they have all been rejected so far. For example, three African Union representatives arrived in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, to try and broker talks. But Ethiopia has so far rejected all mediation attempt, saying the conflict is a domestic matter between Mr. Abiy's government and Tigray.
Well, this is an internal affair and it doesn't need external institutions or nations to intervene in Ethiopian sovereignty, because it's a matter of internal affair.
Nevertheless, the UN warns of possible war crimes if the Ethiopian army attacks Mekelle. And next.
This is a tweet from the president. It is my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon. Congratulations to General Flynn and his wonderful family. I know you will now have a truly fantastic Thanksgiving.
Donald Trump has pardoned his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during an investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Retired Army General Flynn was one of several former aides to the outgoing president to plead guilty or to be convicted at trial in former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Moscow's interference to boost the former reality TV host's candidacy. He is expected to be the first of several key associates pardoned by Mr. Trump before he leaves the White House on the 20th of January 2021. The reaction to his pardon has been mixed. Republicans describe Mr. Flynn as a hero who suffered an unfair prosecution, arguing that he was a victim of a politically motivated investigation and prosecution where the ends justified the means.
You see from the radical left a bloodlust that will only be quenched if they come after the people who worked so hard to animate the Trump administration with the policies and the vigor and the effectiveness that delivered for the American people. Yeah. And so I think that the president ought to wield that pardon power effectively and robustly.
On the other hand, Democrats condemn the move, arguing that the pardon is further proof that Trump plans to use his final days in office to undermine the rule of law in the wake of his failed presidency. And finally.
And we all want to believe what we were taught in our childhood, that the whole point of believing in God, by whatever name we address him, is to have a higher standard of behavior and life.
On Thursday, it marked the 12th anniversary of the 2611 Mumbai terror attacks carried out by Pakistan-based terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba. On the 26th of November 2008, the attack claimed the lives of 166 people, including 18 security personnel. 10 Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists arrived through sea and opened fire, killing over 150 and injuring many during the 60-hour siege in Mumbai.
The other story is that you were told that there are no hostages, and then you called up the manager of Oberoi, who told you, yes, we have 100, and you said we have 100 hostages. Therefore, suddenly everybody knew, including the terrorists, that there were 100.
On Thursday, many Indian as well as global leaders paid tributes to people who lost their lives in the worst terror attack on India. In a tweet, Home Minister Amit Shah said, "I pay tribute to all those who lost their lives in Mumbai 2611 terror attacks and convey condolences to their families. Heartfelt tributes to the brave security personnel who faced the terrorists in these attacks. The nation will always be grateful to your bravery and sacrifice." Also, the US State Department Deputy Spokesman Kale Brown asserted that America stands with India and remains resolute in the fight against terrorism. He said that the US was committed to hold the perpetrators of the heinous 2611 terror attacks accountable to ensure justice for the victims. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.